We're looking at the sugya on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that Nashim, although they're exempt from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin, they're obligated in Tefillah. And the Shagas Aryeh says that when the Mishnah establishes that Nashim are obligated in Tefillah, it means, despite the fact that it is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, because you have to daven during certain times during the day, but nevertheless, because of a reasoning which the Gemara offers, which is called rachmei ninu, that women need rachamim, just like men need rachamim, women have to put forth their supplications, therefore women are included in tefillah, and it means even though it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. So this Shagas Aryeh you'll see quoted on page Kuf Vav, on the top left. And the Shagas Aryeh is taking issue with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that a woman just has to daven once a day, and even that doesn't require that she daven with the Nusach HaTfilah, with the Matbea of Tfilos, with the Shmon Esrei. She doesn't have to daven at any particular time. She can make up her own bakasha, just ask Hashem for something during the course of the day, and then according to the Magen Avraham, she's fulfilled her obligation. And that's because the Magen Avraham wants to go back to a kind of a chiyuv tefillah which has nothing to do with zman. It's not at all limited in time. And that would be the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, which is once a day, and it's only the chachamim that are going to require three times a day with a special nusach. So any personal tefillah that I have, any bakasha for tzrachim would be sufficient, according to this understanding of Magen Avraham, on a doraisa level. So, and therefore, women who are only obligated in tefillah doraisa, says the Magen Avraham, all they need is one bakasha during the course of the day. There was a problem with that Magen Avraham, because the Rambam seems to indicate that tefillah doraisa requires three elements in a certain sequence. It requires shevach, bakasha, and odoya. Whereas the Magen Avraham says just one bakasha, whatever it will be. You know, I want to, let's say a girl is about to be bat mitzvah, and she hopes for a new dress. You know, so that would be enough according to the Magen Avraham. But where's the shevach and where's the odoya, which the Rambam defines as essential to tefillah d'oraisa? But then we have the Shagas Aryeh, who goes even way, way beyond that, and he says that even as far as tefillah d'rabbanan, which is a mitzvah seishas man groma, and it's erev okav tzarayim, women are included in that as well, because tefillah rachmeinin. That was what we discussed yesterday, and now we want to build a little bit further. And we're going to talk about this concept called a mitzvah seishas man groma. What's it all about? How do you define a mitzvah seishas man groma? And specifically, how does that apply to tefillah? We're assuming that tefillah on a doraisa level is a mitzvah seishas ein hazman groma, because there's no set time. Anytime during the day you can daven. But that's not so partial. Why? Because the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to daven daily. So it means that every day is a new machayev of the mitzvah of tefillah. Meaning, I davened yesterday, but that doesn't help me for today, because with daybreak today, I have a new chiyuv of tefillah. So it is generated by zman. For example, you can have a mitzvah like mezuzah, like has no relationship to zman at all. You know, if you're living in a house, then you need a mezuzah that's from now until the end of time. But I wouldn't say that every day generates a new mitzvah of mezuzah. I mean, mezuzah is one continuum from the moment that you have a door, you've got to put on a mezuzah. And there are many other such examples of mitzvah seishein hazman grom. There's no time element. But if I have a mitzvah that's daily, and every day I have a new mitzvah, it means that should be a zman grom. So that's what we have to discuss as we go along. But now we have an interesting piece of the puzzle here, and we'll see exactly if and how we can integrate it into the general picture here about Noshim B'Tefillah. The Rambam opens up Ava, Sefer Ava, which is dedicated primarily to Tefillah and to Kriyat Shema, with the pasuk Mo'ahavti Sarsecha Kol Hayom Hisichasi, right? Because both Kriyat Shema and tefillah are, in a sense, extensions of Torah. They all integrate psukim of Torah into the very fabric of the mitzvah, whether it's Kriya Shema, which itself is parshas in the Torah, or whether or not it's tefillah, which is also predicated to a large extent on psukim. So that's Kol Hayomi Sichasi. Kol Hayomi Sichasi. In this essay, he understands that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and tefillah is a mitzvah tedira. Tedira means it's constant. And that's why the Rambam quotes the pasuk, Kol Hayomi Sichasi. Kol Hayom means the entire day. Now, that's a little bit strange, because although tefillah, I understand, is a mitzvah tedira, you could daven any time during the day and it would be meaningful. But what about Kriyat Shema? But the answer is that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And we have to fulfill the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim with a specific Kriya of well-defined parashios, and during Zmanim that are well-defined, B'shol B'chov Kumecha. But nevertheless, the essence of the mitzvah, namely the kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, is meaningful 24/7. It's a mitzvah tedira, like tefillah, which is always meaningful. And even though we established Zmanim Kvuim for tefillah, but Kol Hayomi Sichasi, any time during the day or night, tefillah is meaningless, is meaningful. And in Kriyat Shema, any time, whether it's day or night, that you read Kriyat Shema and you makabel Olmach Shemaim, that's a mitzvah. That's meaningful. It might not be the formal mitzvah with the text and the specific parashios at the specific time for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the way we formulate the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But if you ask the question, what is the initial Kriyat Shema, if you strip it of all the Durabanans and so forth and so on, and the answer is that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That kiyum, you could imagine, should take a Jew throughout the entire day. There's no moment in a Jew's life where he is completely excluded from accepting the sovereign will of God, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That could be what the Rama means when he says Kol Hayomi Sichasi. Now, at the beginning of Hilchas Kriyat Shema, the Rambam says the following: Pa'amayim b'chol yom korin Kriyat Shema be'erev u'baboker shenem b'shavuchav kumecha b'shoah shederf b'nei adam shochvin v'zeu laila b'shoah shederf b'nei adam omdim zeu yom. The Rambam is quite explicit that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is both by yom u'balayla, but it seems from the Rambam that there are two different kiyumim. There's one essential mitzvah of Kriyat Shema by Yom, another independent kiyum of Kriyat Shema by Laila. So therefore, what would be if he read Kriyat Shema by Yom and he didn't read it by Laila, or vice versa? Then he would be fulfilling his mitzvah as far as the Kriya of Yom, if that's what he read, but and he forfeited his mitzvah as far as Kriya of Laila. However, in other words, in addition to the two independent mitzvahs of Kriya Shema B'Yom and Kriya Shema B'Layla, there's also one generic, all-inclusive mitzvah called Kriya Shema. And in that context, the Kiyum D'Oraisa really means to read Kriya Shema both by day and by night. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say, for example, we have Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Each one is independent, but yet there's a general mitzvah of being Ma'uta B'Tefillin. So if he's missing one of the two, he's not Ma'uta B'Tefillin. So he's missing that kiyum that is based on the integration of A plus B. And in the case of Kriya Shema, A plus B means B'Shabuch of Kumecha, Yom and Laila. But there's a generic kiyum, just like we said, if you wear both Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad, you have a special kiyum of being Ma'uta B'Tefillin. So too, in the case where he reads both Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, he has fulfilled one mitzvah with one gigantic kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Even though each mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, Yom and Laila, is a separate independent unit. So Milva, if let's say a person reads Kriyat Shema Shel Yom, but he didn't read Kriyat Shema Shel Laila, So not only was he mevatel the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Balayla, but he's missing something in that kiyum of Kriyas Shema Shel Hayom, which encompasses two kriyos of a day, of any particular day. And he says that the Rambam authored what's called a minyan mitzvah sakotzar. So if you open up the Rambam, you can see that there is a shortened version of the 613. And he writes mitzvah say achas vehi likros kriyat shema pamayim biyom. He doesn't count kriyat shema shel arvus and kriyat shema shel shachris as two separate mitzvahs in the tarayag. They're only one mitzvah. And a mitzvah is to read kriyat shema pamayim biyom, the Rambam says. So it means that the Kriyat Shema of Arvis and the Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris are integrated to form one entity, one kiyum, and that's the kiyum of Kriyat Shema. So if you would ask me, how many mitzvahs would the Rambam count in Taryag for Kriyat Shema? So you and I might have said two, right? Because it's Kriyat Shema Shel Laila, Kriyat Shema Shel Yom, and they're independent. If you don't have Kriyat Shema Shel Yom, you're still obligated to Kriyat Shema Shel Laila, vice versa. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. And why? Because the Rambam holds that that one mitzvah is to read Kriyat Shema twice a day. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to suggest the following, that whenever the mitzvah combines two pe'ulos in two different zmanim, so it's one mitzvah that combines these two pulos on two different zmanim, then what it is that the shleimus ha-mitzvah, the completion of the mitzvah, requires both A and B. So you have a mitzvah that's comprised of A and B, A at a certain period of time and B at another period of time. Unless you implement both, and unless you read both Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvus on any Gimel day, then it's not that mitzvah. Again, it is a mitzvah, but it's not the real Makoy mitzvah. It's not the Kiyum mitzvah. Is Mamela based on that? Rav Soloveitchik wants to say, Kol Ayom Yisichasu. What the Torah is telling me to read Kriyat Shema twice a day, meaning you should read 1,000 times a day. Not literally, but I mean to say that the constancy of the Kabbalah Solmach Shemayim is reflected in the double mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that encompasses both Yom and Laila. And you get the kiyum of Kriyat Shema when you fulfill that two times a day. If you only read Kriyat Shema once a day, whether it's at night or during the day, you're missing something in the kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus of Kriyat Shema. But here we're saying a different chiddush, that if he indeed fulfills his obligation and he recites Kriyat Shema, both Shel Shachris and Arvis, he obtains a unique kiyum which combines Shachris and Arvis. That means that kiyum tells me you should be consistently and constantly being mekabel olmach shamayim. It's a consistent mitzvah, it's a mitzvah tmidus. He says that the same thing applies to tefillah. Just that in tefillah we jack up the number from 2 to 3. So it's not just like two kriyos in Shema, Yom and Laila, but rather it's Erev, Vokev, it's Orion. In tefillah you need 3 tefillos a day in order to set up the mitzvah as a mitzvah tmidus. A person can't daven the whole day. He's got to take a break. He's got to do this, he's got to do that. He's learning Torah, he's going out to make a parnasa. So how could a person fulfill a mitzvah tmidus if he doesn't have the ability to do so? Because he can't constantly be davening. He's got to do a million and one things. But the answer is he's got to daven 3 tefillos a day. Once he accomplishes that mitzvah, 3 tefillos a day, that kiyum is makif, it surrounds the entire day. And he has fulfilled his mitzvah of tefillah. So kol ayom yisichasi, and kriyat shema kol ayom yisichasi is twice a day. In tefillah, kol ayom yisichasi is 3 times a day. Erev avoker v'tzorah. Oh, if this be the case, then when the Gemara says that women are obligated in tefillah, we can shed a whole new light on that. Why? Because the Gemara wants to tell us that it's not that Erev is mechayev in tefillah as a separate entity. Boker is mechayev in tefillah as a separate entity. No. It's one mitzvah tefillah that is fulfilled by three pa'ulos, that encompasses both or all three of the tefillos of Erev, Boker, and Tzarayim, but it's one kiyum. That's not a mitzvah seishes man grov. Why? Because it's not that each one of these chiyuvim is a separate entity. Your chiyuv is to constantly be davening. You can't constantly be davening, so you need a minimum of three. But ultimately, when you daven three times a day, it means you are constantly davening. That's called a mitzvah tmidus. If you are constantly davening, then the mitzvah really is not zman grama. Zman grama would mean if you had a mitzvah that exhausts itself, it's independent mitzvah and it's toli bizman. But here what we're saying is that the three different zmanim and three different tefillos are really one mitzvah. They're different pa'ulos that I do at different times of the day in order to fulfill one mitzvah. But that mitzvah is a constant mitzvah. But it's very strange, because if you accept this interpretation, kol yom sichasi, that there's one mitzvah of davening constantly, which is fulfilled by davening three times a day, and that's not zman grama, why did the Gemara feel compelled to introduce tefillah rachmeninu, that the reason why women are obligated in tefillah is because rachmanis, they need compassion no less than the men? Why not just simply say that the reason why women are obligated in tefillah is because that's not called zman grama? So he says, Zoe Kavanas HaGemara. He wants to push this all into the Gemara. The Gemara wants to tell us that the reason why women are obligated in tefillah is because lo havi mitzvah saseishes man groma. It's not that each zman is a chiyu bifnei atzvo, as if to say, daven at this time, daven at that time, daven at that time. No. It's a mitzvah tmidus. We're not going to limit that mitzvah, restrict it, and daven at this time and at that time. Again, how do you fulfill a mitzvah tmidus when it's physically impossible, logistically impossible? The answer is through Erev, Boker, V'Tzarayim. Those are shiurim in how to set up this mitzvah as a mitzvah tmidus. And that's what the Gemara means to convey. Bakoshas Rachamim is constant. It's not in any way linked up to his mind. I need rachamim always. My situation is such that I'm vulnerable to everything. So I always need rachamim. That's what the Gemara wants to point out, that even though the Maisa Tefillah is Erev, Boker, V'Tzarayim during certain specific times, it is not a mitzvah seishes man groma. And why is that? Because the different zmanim are only ways in shiurim to get one day of Kriyat Shema, one continuous Kriyat Shema. He's always being mekabel olmach shemaim. In tefillah, he's always davening. He davens morning, evening, and afternoon. He's always davening. It's a mitzvah tmidus. It's an avodah shebalev. And that's what Gemara means to say, that is the fire. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah seishes man grama, because he's always davening. And that's what Gemara means to say rachmeninu. Rachmeninu means that tefillah is the kiyum tefillah is constant, never stops. Oh, if that's the case, that rachmeninu means therefore it's not a mitzvah seishes man grama, then we understand fully well that a woman is obligated in davening as a mitzvah seisha einas man grama, meaning as a mitzvah tmidus, which is constant, which means that she fulfills that mitzvah tmidus by davening three times a day. We understand the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh said amazing chiddush, that women are obligated three times a day. But what are you talking about three times a day? Three times a day is zmanim kvuim. That's a mitzvah seishes man grama. The answer is no. The zmanim kvuim are only a shiurim. How do we achieve the goal of constancy? How can you make him into someone who's constantly non-stopping mispala? And the answer is if he davens three times a day. is Memela, the Rachmei Ninu, makes it into a mitzvah say she'en hazman grom. It's a real paradox, because if you ask me about any one of those three tefillos, it's certainly zman grom, and it's limited in time. You know, I can't daven mincha now, it's too early. But the answer is, that's only if we view each tefillah as a separate independent entity. Then it has a zman mukpa. But if the three tefillos, each in its own zman, are just a hechatimtza in order to achieve the goal of constancy, as if the entire day I didn't stop davening for one moment. So that the era of Voker Tzoraim are not three independent mitzvahs, they're only conduits to make me into a mispalel beofen tmidi, is it a mitzvah say shein hazman grom? Is Mamel Shach Sari is going to be right that women are obligated three times a day in order to get that sheer of kol hayomi sichasi, of one life that's constantly in tefillah, anis vilasi, I'm always in the state of tefillah. The difficulty with this pshat lefiani is daiti, is that there are certain moments of time which are excluded. Let's say, for example, Tfilas Shachris is Ad Sof Shor Revis. I mean, that's later on in the Masechta. So let's say Shor Chamishis, it's 11 a.m., it's 12 p.m. During that hour, it's already too late for Shachris. Now, if you're telling me that I need three Tfilos in order to set up the entire day, why do you limit me in time? And again, I don't know, it could be, I don't know, it's hard to understand why tefillah should be limited in time. I mean, I would even ask an apikorsic question according to this explanation: why can't I stand up and daven three Shmona Esrei one after the other? Wouldn't that be enough, the thrice tefillah, the repetition three times, to make me into a mispalel kol hayom? No. It's got to be during certain spread out time periods. And those time periods will exclude other time periods. So you have up to Shor Revias in the morning. Why was that necessary? Or how does, yeah.
I mean, really, you're supposed to be 24 hours a day.
Non-stop.
But instead, you do have these limitations where you only have this period of time, or this period of time, or this period of time, and if you fall within those categories, you'll get credit as if you did 24. Right. But if you go outside of those bounds, you don't get that credit. I mean, I think there's a lot of things, you know, like that, if you don't do them at the either in the proper order or the proper time, okay, you've accomplished something, but you haven't, you don't get the full credit for what.
Right. Maybe it's done. Maybe if you would recite three tefillos simultaneously, contiguously, one after the other, then it's really the same tefillah. You know, it's one tefillah. We have to somehow separate these three tefillos. Like, for example, if let's say in sports, you know, you wanted to prove that this guy's a good hitter, so you have to hit three hits. So you need him to do it three times over. You know, anything that becomes constant, it's a result of repetition. But the repetition means three different entities. So the zmanim are going to separate one tefillah from the other, so that over the course of the day, if you did these three zmanim, that's considered as if you were mispalel the whole day. But if you would push all three into one period of time, whether it be morning, afternoon, or evening, then it's almost like part of the day you were mispalel. But it doesn't mean that you were mispalel over and over again. To say that you were mispalel over and over again as if you were a tmidi, we need three different tefillos that cover the entire gamut of the entire zman. It's not 100% clear, but at least we have a little bit of an inkling of what he's saying over here.
Because there are times in the day, I mean, there's where there's a break between, I mean, you could say Shachris up to this time, you can't say Mincha right after that,
right.
You have to have a break in time
from 11 to 12, let's say, for example, right after, we'll call it Shach Hamishis. So between the Shach Hamishis, Shach Shishis, there's no chakras, there's no mincha. Again, there might be some sort of faceless tefillah, like a tefillah nedava kind of thing, but it's not one of the three. And that separation of that hour between chakras and mincha makes it into two different tefillahs, so that you're now constantly repeating tefillah during all the three different times of the day. So the day itself is divided into three. You have now tefillahs in each one of the three. That carries you over to as if you were davened constantly. But the Rama writes, Mitzvah Seilus Pal B'chol Yom. So every day is a separate Machayev. Now it's true, as far as each day is an individual unit of time, it's got to be constant. It's got to be a Tmidus. But nevertheless, there's a Chidush every day of a new Chiyuv Tefillah. So the day itself generates the Chiyuv Tefillah. Right, daybreak or whenever it is, you know, nightfall, that generates a new chiyuv tefillah that's not relevant to yesterday's chiyuv tefillah or tomorrow's chiyuv tefillah. So the day itself is a machayev. If the day itself is a machayev, then that itself should make tefillah into a mitzvah seishas man grom. Meaning, within each day, you can talk about it's not zman grom because it's tefillah. And that means any moment during the day, I'm a mispalel. But from one day to the other, is two different chiyuvim, two different mitzvahs. And every day is engenders a brand new mitzvah. So the day itself, as a zman, as a unit of time, generates the mitzvah. That makes it into a mitzvah, seishas zman grom. The tzorech iyun, the came into bechol yom, yesh mitzvah chadosh shel tefillah, and that's a dorais halacha. So the time period of a day is a new machayev. The af minat Torah ein lutfila zman kavua. Any time during the day or night you can daven, but that means any segment of the day. But every day is a mitzvah to itself. So the day itself is a zman, and the day itself as a time unit is mechayev. Because mitzvah seilus pal b'chol yom, I can't say I davened yesterday, I'm going to daven tomorrow, I have to daven today. So that should make it into a mitzvah seishas man grom. And we're working very hard to try to get to the conclusion, especially if you all like the Shagas Aryeh, that mitzvah tefillah is obligatory upon women because the mitzvah seishas ain't a zman grom. So we explained it within a day, but since the day itself is a zman, and it engenders a new chiyuv, that itself is enough to make it into a mitzvah seishas man grom. So if every day is a new mitzvah, it makes it into a zman grom. Tzorech Lomer, he says, the zman grom atolui biptur. In other words, yesh zman misuyom, only a mitzvah which has a time period where the mitzvah is not shayach, that makes it into a zman grom. Aval b'tefilah shechayav b'chol yom ein hazman poter min ha'tefilah b'chein tefilah v'mitzvah say shelo hazman grom. So again, the Rav is clearing the fine chakira. What makes a mitzvah say into a mitzvah say zman grom? Is it A or B? Is it A because zman generates the chiyuv, or is it B because there's a zman when you potter min a mitzvah or mufka min a mitzvah? And then afkavi is going to be tefillah because the zman is mechayev tefillah. Every yom is a new mechayev, but there's no moment in time in which you're potter from that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tmidus. So do we count it in, right? So do we count it as a zman groma because the machayev, or do we say no, it's not zman groma because there's no ptur, there's no moment in which you're potter from tefillah? So he says that it would be very nice to say that tefillah is lav zman groma because there's no moment of ptur, but he says that's not correct. Zman Grom means that the Mechayev is Zman. How do you know that? Because Tosa says in Kiddushin, Tema, Hechi Choshev Tzitzis, Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grom, Leman Di Omar, Tzitzis Chovas Talasi. Oh, okay, that part we don't have to learn. If tzitzis is a chovas talis, then for sure tzitzis is not a zman grom. However, afilu says Tosas Laman Yom tzitzis chovas gavra, not chovas talis but chovas gavra. So it means the levisha of the talis with tzitzis is the mechayev of the mitzvah. Kosher. Tosas says it's difficult. Because kimo diksus laila ptura kshulov shabayom hachinami ksus yom. Just 1 second, let me get this straight. Kimo diksus laila ptura. And if you wear pajamas during the day, you don't have to wear tzitzis. Hachinami. So too ksus yom. The Tosas wants to say that what? That tzitzis should be considered a mitzvah say shaloh azman gromo. And why is that? Because you can be mekayim tzitzis balaylo with a ksus yom. So therefore, it's a constant mitzvah. And yet the Gemara establishes that women are exempt from tzitzis because it's Zman Groma. Why is it Zman Groma? If you hold that Ksus Yom is Chayevis B'tzitzis even Balayla, then it's not Zman Groma. The Omer Ri, Tosas answers, Kevin Shechiyuv Toli Bamesh Azman Gorem Levisha Biyom Yesh Lo Lichoshev Zman Groma Shezman Levishoso Gorem Achiyuv. So again, it's a very complicated situation, tzitzis, because there's definitely a time period where you're parted from tzitzis, and that's Laila. But if you were a Beged Yom, if you wear Beged Yom, then you chayv in tzitzis balayla. So the Ri says that what generates the chayv tzitzis balayla, it's the yom. The zman itself is gorem the levisha. Right? Gorem the mitzvah. Where is the zman gorem the mitzvah? Because only if it's a Beged Yom are you going to be chayv in tzitzis. The kevan de chiyuvo toli bamesh azman goram Lilavishasa Bayom. In other words, the reason why Yechai Balayla is because of the fact that this Beged was designated for Levishas Yom. Is Yeshla Lichashiv Zman Grom. Shezman Levishasa Gore Machiv. So this is clear that Tosis is talking about the Machayev. If the Zman is Machayev, even though there's no moment in time which is mufka, which is excluded from the kiyum mitzvah, there's no p'tur, because if you're wearing a ksus yom, you can be chayv 24/7. But it's still considered as zman groma because it's the beged yom that's machayev. So he says that the Ri is sover the lichoshev zman groma lo tzrichim shiyeh zman mesum shechayev uzman mesum shepatur, because in the case of tzitzis there's no moment in time that's patur. Rak tzrichim shachiv mitzvah toli bezman sharei gabi tzitzis ksus yom chayev gam biyom vegam balayla. 1 second. Gabi tzitzis is ksus yom chayev gam bayom v'gam balayla. And that makes it what? That makes its zman grow. Why? Because it's the zman that's goring the chiyu. Because since this ksus is dedicated to daywear, that's the machayev of the mitzvah tzitzit. So you see that yom is built into the machayev, and if it's built into the machayev, that makes it into a mitzvah seishel zman grom. So again, we're trying to justify the Gemara's conclusion that tzitzis is a mitzvah say she'ena zman grom. And the answer is, why is it mitzvah say? I'm sorry. The Gemara's conclusion is that tzitzis is a mitzvah seishel zman grom. Why is it a mitzvah seishel zman grom if there's no moment that you're potter for the mitzvah? But the answer is because the zman is a part of the mechayev of the mitzvah. Because if you have a begid yom, you're chayev in tzitzis, even balayla. So any mitzvah that has a time period built into the mechayev is noshim p'turos. It's a mitzvah seishel zman grom. Is with mela, when it comes to tefillah, which we said every day is a new mechayev, then it should certainly be a mitzvah seishel zman grom. We worked so overtime to prove that tefillah is a mitzvah seishel eina zman grom. But if we take tosis in tzitzis to its logical conclusion, that any time there's an element of time which is goreim l'chiv, that makes it into a zman grom, even though there's never going to be a moment that you're potter, apply that to the case of tefillah, and you come to the conclusion that tefillah is a mitzvah seishel zman grom. Why? Because just like in tzitzis, we said that the fact that a ksus yom is chayim in tzitzis, it means that the element of time is meant to be integrated into the mitzvah as far as the mechayim is concerned. And in tefillah, it's every yom that's mechayim a new tefillah. Is therefore it should be a mitzvah seishel zman grom. So we're still left with a kashi. And that we see by ksus yom and tzitzis, that makes tzitzis into a mitzvah say shazman grom. Because the zman is part of the gorei machir. Fine. Now he quotes a tosus in Menachos as far as tefillin is concerned. The tefillin is also called zman groma. Tosus v'afagav de kaimelon de laila zman tefillin, that you could wear tefillin at night. It's halacha ve morin kein. Mikomakom shapir having mitzvah aseishas zman groma. Why? What makes tefillin zman groma if you're chayav in tefillin at night? Well, the answer is she'ein nolag mishabosos v'yomim tovim. Now again, if we're going to operate with the definition that zman groma means that the zman is goreim the chiyuv, which means that there's a zman that you're chayiv and a zman that you're not chayiv, that would mean that on Shabbos you're not chayiv in tefillin. So the mechayev is zman, but in this case it's a zman that's not Shabbos and Yom. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, Kol mitzvah seh shehi mizman lizman v'eina tadira noshim peturos. But we just finished saying that tefillah is a mitzvah tadira. Tefillin is not a mitzvah tadira, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no tefillin. So if mitzvah sasechus man grom is defined as a zman mechayvo, is eina zman mechayv the mitzvah tefillin? Let's just think what's going on here. If we're going to say that it depends on whether the zman is mechayv, right, then what are we saying in the case of tefillin? So tefillin, the zman is mechayev. And how do I know this? Because there's certain zmanim that you're potter from tefillin. So it means that certain zmanim are mechayev you in tefillin. That makes tefillin into a mitzvah seishel zman grom. But that would depend upon what happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Are we saying that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to put on tefillin, or you're potter from tefillin? But let's assume that for the time being, that when you get to tefillin, it means that, not that you're osur, you know, that tefillin somehow insults Yom Tov, insults Shabbos, because it's an os, but rather it means that that's a period of time in which there's no mitzvah tefillin. And that would mean the day after Shabbos, so Sunday is a new mechayev, a new zman. But if you're going to say that, no, essentially you would be chayev in tefillin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just that because it's an os, therefore you cannot fulfill that mitzvah tefillin, because that would insult the os. If that be the case, then why is tefillin considered zman grom? Basically, tefillin is yom v'layla, 7 days a week. Just that you're up against the barrier. In the case of Shabbos, you're enjoined from wearing tefillin. He says, "Lefi zed sarach iyun lomel adas aram tefillin echshavas the mitzvah say she'ein azman grom came in the kol yom v'mechayv b'fnei atzmon." So we're back to our original question. We've proven over and over again that Zman Groman means that the Zman is Mechayev the Mitzvah. And Tzitzis, for example, is Zman Groma, the Zman is Mechayev the Mitzvah, because the Ksus Yom is Mechayev. And there's never going to be a moment that is excluded from the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. In Tefillin, we said Tefillin is Zman Groma, and I'm going to prove to you that the Mechayev is Zman from the fact that there's certain days of the year that you're part of Tefillin. And that proves that the Zman is Mechayev. So tefillah also, the Zman is Mechayim. Again, it's very possible you'll never find a moment where you're potter, where you're excluded from tefillah. But nevertheless, the Zman itself, meaning the Yom, is Mechayim. So he quotes here a chiddush of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitch. Di afti b'maisa tefillah, havi Zman groma. In other words, in terms of my implementing my chiyuv of tefillah, every day is a separate machayev. Aval kiyuv mitzvah tefillah, davi avodah shebalev, batzmusa v'kiyumahu mitzvah tedira, she'ein azman grom. Di avodah salev, ein amugbelis bizman. In other words, even though, in terms of the machayev, every day is a new machayev, but as far as the kiyuv of tefillah, that's a mitzvah of tadira that has no relationship to Zman whatsoever. That's the entire lifetime. You know, from zero when he's born until 120 when he dies, there's one continuous mitzvah of avodah shebalev. So in terms of the kiyuma mitzvah, since the kiyuma mitzvah is meaningful at any moment, at any day, any time, for his entire life, that means that the mitzvah is lo azman groma. So again, as far as the mechayev is concerned, it would be, tefillah would be azman groma, because every day is a new mechayev. But now that we're introducing the kiyuma mitzvah is not limited to a certain time or generated by a certain time. It's an ongoing kiyuma mitzvah. As long as I'm breathing the air, I have a kiyuma tefillah, if I'm mispower. So the kiyuma mitzvah as a mitzvah to me, this is not totally bizman at all. It's not that every day is a new machayah. That's Rav Moshe. Okay, then, we'll stop here.